All right, so I've been thinking about this all week, the Leo Furness video. Because on the surface it sounds like just another piece of chaotic home footage, but the more I look at it, the more I realise there are layers here that are genuinely worth pulling apart.
Right, and I think that's exactly why it caught fire the way it did. You have a child, Leo, interacting with a furnace and a water heater, and then the moment he touches the gas line, everything shifts. That's when it stops being background noise and becomes something people feel they have to react to.
So let's set the scene for anyone coming in fresh. What are we actually talking about when we say Leo is near a furnace and a water heater? Because I think a lot of people picture those appliances as just background appliances. Boring, safe.
And that assumption is exactly the problem. A furnace is a fuel-burning heating appliance. A gas-fired water heater is also a fuel-burning appliance. The Consumer Product Safety Commission specifically identifies both of them as potential sources of carbon monoxide. So the moment a child is unsupervised near either one, the risk profile changes immediately.
Carbon monoxide. That's the thing that makes this genuinely scary, rather than just dramatic.
Exactly. And here's what makes it so dangerous. Carbon monoxide is colourless and odourless. People cannot reliably detect it by sight or smell. So Leo, or anyone in that room, would have no sensory warning that anything was wrong.
So not X, but Y. It's not that the danger is visible and ignored, it's that the danger is invisible by nature.
Precisely. And that's what makes the gas line contact the flashpoint of the whole video. Touching or tampering with a gas line connection near fuel-burning appliances should be treated as dangerous behavior, not as a harmless experiment. That's the framing the CPSC uses, and it's the right one.
Now, the video doesn't end with the gas line moment. There's a punishment or disciplinary consequence from the parent, and that's where the second layer of this whole phenomenon kicks in. How did that choice, to film and then upload the punishment, transform a domestic incident into a public debate?
The moment the camera stays rolling through the consequence, the parent has made a decision. This is no longer a private correction, it's a document. And once it's uploaded to YouTube, it becomes a text that millions of people can read, react to, and argue about. The domestic becomes the public.
Mm-hmm. And reaction channels picked it up almost immediately.
That's the key idea here. The content became a significant trend for YouTube reaction channels. And the reason is structural. The video has everything the algorithm rewards: high tension, a child in a potentially dangerous situation, a parental response that people will have strong opinions about. That combination is almost algorithmically irresistible.
Wait, so the algorithm isn't just passively surfacing this content, it's actively incentivizing secondary creators to pile on.
That's a fair way to put it. The original video creates the spark, and then the reaction machine amplifies it. Every reactor who covers it gets engagement, and that engagement signals to the platform that more people should see it. It's a feedback loop.
For example, someone watching a reactor might never have found the original footage on their own. But now they've seen it twice. Once in the reaction, once when they go looking for the source.
Exactly. And that ripple effect played out differently across platforms. On YouTube, the reaction format is native. It has structure. It has commentary. It has monetization. On TikTok, it's shorter clips, faster emotional hits. On X, it's text-based outrage or defense. The same incident, three very different conversations happening simultaneously.
And somewhere in all of that, the actual safety question gets buried under the noise.
Which is why it's worth slowing down and asking, what did Leo actually do that triggered the most immediate concern? The CPSC is clear that improper use, poor maintenance, or misuse of fuel-burning appliances can create carbon monoxide hazards. A child touching a gas line connection near those appliances fits squarely in that category. That's not a minor detail. That's the core of why safety experts and informed viewers reacted the way they did.
And the CPSC recommends that these systems, furnaces, water heaters, chimneys, flues, vents, get professional annual inspection. Not a curious kid poking around, but a trained professional.
Right. And vent pipes specifically should be checked for loose, disconnected, blocked, or leaking connections. The reason that matters here is that any disturbance near those connections, even unintentional, could contribute to a hazard that nobody in the room would be able to smell or see coming.
So the takeaway from this first look is that the Leo video isn't just viral content. It's a collision point: child safety, parental discipline, platform incentives, and public ethics all hitting at once.
And that's exactly why it became a flashpoint for reaction culture, rather than just disappearing into the feed. For our listener, the thing to hold on to is this. The danger in that basement was real and documented, and the decision to film and share it turned a private moment into a public reckoning. Next time, we'll look at how this single video became fodder for the reaction machine, and why creators across YouTube couldn't stop talking about it.
And that's the part that keeps nagging at me. The CPSC is explicit that a carbon monoxide alarm provides added protection, but it does not replace correct appliance use, maintenance, and inspection. So even if that basement had an alarm, it wouldn't cover every gas-related danger.
Right. A CO alarm detects carbon monoxide. It's not a general substitute for having a trained professional check those vent pipes for loose or disconnected connections. Those are two very different things.
So think of it this way. Someone watching the video might assume, well, if there were a real problem, an alarm would go off. But that assumption misses the point entirely.
Exactly. And that's the safety gap the video inadvertently exposed. The key idea is that the danger was structural, not just behavioral. Leo touching that gas line wasn't a harmless experiment. It was contact with a system that requires professional annual inspection covering furnaces, water heaters, chimneys, flues, and vents.
Ah, and none of that complexity made it into the reaction thumbnails.
No. The reaction machine flattened it into a discipline story. But the underlying safety question, whether those appliances were properly maintained, whether the venting was intact, that's what got lost in the noise.
The takeaway from this first look, then, is that the Leo video sits at a collision point. Child safety, parental discipline, platform incentives, all hitting simultaneously.
And that's exactly why it became a flashpoint, rather than just disappearing into the feed. Next time, we'll look at how this single video became fodder for the reaction machine, and why creators across YouTube couldn't stop talking about it.